107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Significant progress at the site of the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapse. A temporary waterway's opened up so smaller ships and boats can get in and out. At the scene, ABC's Terry Moran.
Officials here made clear today that that work out there is going to be harder, more dangerous, and take longer than even they originally thought. Months, probably, before the Port of Baltimore is fully open, maybe longer. On Friday, President Biden comes here to see it for himself.
A New York judge has expanded the gag order on Donald Trump in his election interference hush money criminal trial, saying Mr. Trump cannot publicly talk about potential witnesses or the families of the judge or district attorney. Mr. Trump has put up the $175 million bond required for appealing his New York financial fraud case. A Los Angeles-based insurance company is covering it. A federal judge in California has denied all of Hunter Biden's motions to dismiss his 9-count tax indictment. This is ABC News. It's no April Fool's joke. Gmail is 20 today.
When it launched on April 1st, 2004, Gmail wowed internet users by offering 1 gigabyte of free storage, the equivalent of about 13,000 emails. At a time when most email clients only came with 15 megabytes of storage, Gmail effectively eradicated the need to constantly sort through your inbox, deleting spam. Now, Gmail boasts 1.8 billion users, about a seventh of the global population, and it's now up to 15 gigabytes. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Ronald Blanco of the Houston Astros tonight threw the first no-hitter in the major leagues this season and the first of his career, blanking the Toronto Blue Jays 10-0. Also tonight, in a rematch of last year's championship game, Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 41 points and 9 three-pointers to knock defending champion LSU out of the women's NCAA tournament. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday night. His national press secretary won't say whether the former president will announce any political endorsements in Green Bay. Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump will unveil his agenda. Both Trump and President Biden have already clinched their party's nominations. The Wisconsin primary is also Tuesday. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin will take part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Fortner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers completing a 3-game sweep of the Mets with a 4-1 win in New York. RBI doubles from William Contreras and rookie Jackson Churio. Solid pitching from the bullpen and starter Colin Ray getting the win.
Ray, Hudson, and Piamps were flawless today, and Colin really worked through a big situation there. I don't know, the fourth maybe. I mean, the kid has been the unsung hero. He really has, and he threw up 5 great innings for us, and then Hudson went out there, and he was a rock.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, the season home opener tomorrow. tomorrow against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks head to D.C. to play the Wizards tomorrow night. Guard Patrick Beverley talked about his decision to keep playing, even though doctors say he needs surgery on his right wrist.
I don't know. I got the news after something about the torn ligament. I felt okay. Obviously, you got to listen to doctors, so he contacted a hand specialist. Said you got a torn ligament. She kind of shocked me for a minute. Threw me off. No way I was sitting out getting surgery. You know, play through it.
That's the Bucks' Pat Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky with showers around for tonight into tomorrow morning. Some mixed snow possible, low 30s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, high low 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, high mid 40s. Sun's back, still breezy, and upper 40s Thursday. Currently it's 37.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. It's a brand new month, and it's a lot going on. President Franklin D. Roosevelt called out the big lie. I've got to share that with you in a few minutes. Also, this is how Viktor Orban took over the media in Hungary. It's happening here. And crazy alert, Republican congressman calls for treating Gaza like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Yeah, let's just drop a nuclear bomb on them. Brilliant. These guys. Where do we get these people? In the second hour of our program, Sheriff Richard Mack is going to drop by. He's the founder, I believe, or certainly the head of the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization, one of the more right-wing organizations in America. I'll be asking, why is it, I understand fossil fuel billionaires whose refineries spew poison into the air and water want less regulation, but why do you want less regulation? We'll get into that. Also, an Alabama town that hasn't held elections in decades has been sued to allow voting. Seriously. And a good news alert in the second hour. Electric cars are doing really well in Oregon, and this is a good sign for the future. And so is the new $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. I'll get into all of those things, both of those things, in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, John Pavlovitz is going to drop by. Christians should condemn Christian nationalism and evangelical theocracy because Jesus does. We'll tell you about that in the third hour. Also, is there a new legal headache coming Donald Trump's way? May well be. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. And how an Oregon county eliminated homelessness. Yeah, let me repeat that. Eliminated homelessness. It's amazing. But to start off, you know, when Texas passed Senate Bill, the legislation says that if you can identify anybody who has participated or aided a woman in getting an abortion, you can sue for up to $10,000. And so a group in Texas has sued American Airlines 100,000 times based on the estimated 100,000 Texans who flew out of the state to get abortions. 100,000 times $10,000 each. What is that? $1 billion? I can't do math in my head that fast. So as a result, six major airlines announced at 1 o'clock this morning that effective at 5 a.m. Central Daylight Savings Time tomorrow, April 2nd, females aged 10 through 50 must take a pregnancy test to board flights in Texas. They will urinate on pregnancy test sticks witnessed by airline employees. Anyone testing pregnant will be denied boarding, although the airlines say that so far they have no plans to share test results with law enforcement. Oh, yeah, it's April 1st. I'm sorry. But that said, April fools, this is entirely possible. I'm frankly surprised that nobody has sued the airlines. So, you know, maybe somebody will get the idea. I don't know. All right, how Franklin Roosevelt called out the big lie. This is the, by the way, that April Fool's joke courtesy of
over on Daily Kos of Bob Waterstripe. Good on you, Bob. That was a good one. All right. Donald Trump made really good use of the propaganda technique known as the big lie, but he didn't invent it or popularize it. I mean, you know, this strategy's been around as long as humanity has had psychopaths trying to seize political power. But it was really brought into pop consciousness in the 1930s. And I was going through my old audio library over the weekend, and I found this clip from Franklin Roosevelt talking about the big lie. And I'm going to play it out of my computer here in a minute, Sean. FDR, of course, was the man who saved America from the Republican Great Depression. That's what they called it up until the 1950s when President Eisenhower, a Republican, came into office, and you know the newspapers just stopped referring to it as the Republican Great Depression. FDR created Social Security. He created the right to unionize. He created the minimum wage. He created unemployment insurance. He fought and won against Nazis in World War II, even though he was so disabled by polio that he hadn't walked in decades. This is the guy who saved America. And as you'll hear, it was as if FDR could see Donald Trump using the big lie today, which makes perfect sense because FDR fought with his own Nazis and fascists in America in the 1930s and 1940s. They even tried to assassinate him, but were stopped by brave Marine General Smedley Butler. Roosevelt knew them, he knew who they were, and in this clip, I think he's warning us as well as the auto workers that he was talking to. This was a speech in the 1940s, in 1944, before the United Auto Workers. He knew that these fascists would never go away, and the big lie would never go away. In fact, we've always been under attack by fascists. You know, the Confederacy in 1859 became a full-blown fascist state with meaningless elections and a handful of super-rich families controlling the entire southern half of the country. It took the death of 620,000 Americans to resolve that one and ensure democracy could continue in America. So now you've got Donald Trump. He's running a campaign that's supposedly all about attacking a judge in his criminal case, but is really designed to deliver a vivid and unmistakable message to potential witnesses and jurors. What Donald Trump is saying to them is, see what I can do? I could even send my brown shirts against a federal judge and his daughter with complete impunity. Imagine the kind of damage I could do to you and members of your family if you testify against me or as a juror hold me guilty for the crimes I'm accused of. Trial interference. There's a legal term for it. Say it again. No. Donald Trump is trying to interfere in his trial. He's trying to bias the jury or terrify the jury. And he's trying to bias or terrify potential witnesses against him. It looks like he's going after the judge. And of course, he's doing that, but he's going after the judge by way of saying, hey, I can go after the top guy. Imagine what I can do to you. So, and by the way, to punctuate this threat, you know, don't forget Roy Den Hollander. You've forgotten about Roy Den Hollander? That's because, unlike Republicans, Democrats don't talk about the same thing over and over and over again, but frankly, they should. Roy Den Hollander was a guy who, in 2016, phone banked for Donald Trump from Trump Tower, according to himself. He wrote a letter to Donald Trump complaining that because of Democrats, I can't wear my red Make America Great Again hat in the streets of New York City. So, in 2020, 4 years later, Judge Esther Salas was assigned the trial of Jeffrey Epstein and Deutsche Bank, which could have exposed Donald Trump's involvement with Epstein and with Deutsche Bank. And 3 days after the judge accepted the case, Roy Den Hollander wrote on social media that she was, quote, a lazy and incompetent Latina judge appointed by Obama. The next day, he shows up at her front yard, at her front doorstep. Knocks on the door. Her son answers the phone. Daniel Anderle is his name. He's 20 years old. He answers the door, and Roy Den Hollander shoots him in the chest and kills him. This Trump supporter kills the son of the judge. This is, I mean, you may have forgotten about this. This was 4 years ago. You may have forgotten about this. But I guarantee you, she was a federal judge. Every federal judge in America has not forgotten about it. That this judge's son was targeted by Trump Well, actually, he wasn't so much targeted by Trump. She just kind of got in the way. Now, imagine what could be done to the daughter of a judge who is targeted by Trump. Sonny, here's what Franklin Roosevelt had to say about this.
The opposition in this year has already imported into this campaign a very interesting thing because it's fun. They have imported the propaganda technique invented by the dictators abroad. Remember, a number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one. For its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
But then he continues. You've all heard this clip, but then he continues.
Well, let's take some simple illustrations that come to mind. For example, although I rubbed my eyes when I read it, we have been told that it was not a Republican depression, but a Democratic depression from which this nation was saved in 1933. That this administration, this one, today, is responsible for all suffering and misery that the history books and the American people have always thought had been brought about during the 12 ill-fated years when the Republican Party was in power.
And he continues from there with a great story.
Now, there's an old and somewhat lugubrious adage which says, never speak of a rope in the house of a man who's been hanged. In the same way, if I were a Republican leader speaking to a mixed audience, the last word in the whole dictionary that I would think of using is that word depression.
So there you go. I mean, this is FDR telling us, here's the strategy to take down somebody using the big lie, which is to ridicule them, to point it out and ridicule it. And, it worked for FDR. They continued calling it the Republican Great Depression. And he beat the Republicans. He ran for office four times and won each time. He served 3.5 terms as president of the United States. And of course, that's why Republicans got together and, you know, passed an amendment saying that you can only have 2 terms, which, by the way, Republicans are now talking about if Trump gets reelected, they want to do away with that amendment to the Constitution so Trump can serve a 3rd or 4th term.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Bizarre, huh? Alrighty, I got to tell you what's up with the media and the Missouri Attorney General. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the city of lakes.
In touch really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air.
This
1260
is Lake Air.
1260
WLAK. WLAK.
Amory's radio station.
Amory's radio station.
One out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. ballot. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 23 minutes past the hour. The Attorney General of Missouri
just sued Media Matters for America, Media Matters, the media watchdog. They have been criticizing Elon Musk for basically replatforming Nazis. And when this started out, and you know, Musk laid off 7,000 people after he purchased Twitter, and including most or much of the trust and safety team. And so now Media Matters, this is the head of the group says news outlets could be the next target. This is from Mr. Curacone, the president of Media Matters. He says Media Matters has pursued, this is the lawsuit. The lawsuit says Media Matters has pursued an activist agenda in its attempt to destroy X because they cannot control it. The lawsuit refers to X as a free speech platform that allows Missourians to express their own viewpoints in the public square. Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey marks the second time Republican officials have taken legal action against Media Matters to support Elon Musk, the billionaire owner of it. In November, the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton launched an investigation into Media Matters, describing the group as a radical anti-free speech organization. Right. This is what Curacone said, the head of Media Matters. He says, if you're a newsroom, especially a resource-starved one, you have to start making decisions. Is it worth it to write this one piece about Elon and X if it means you'll be stuck in a $1 million legal battle? Most newsrooms don't have the resources to pay legal fees to fight Elon Musk, especially now that state attorneys general are stepping in. And this all began when Stephen Miller jumped into the fray. He put out a tweet suggesting that conservative state attorneys general should consider bringing legal action against Media Matters. One day later, Ken Paxton announced his investigation in Texas. It also sends a signal that to Musk's critics to reconsider coverage that criticizes Musk or X in any way. Not a good or healthy thing for democracy. Meanwhile, Congressman Tim Walberg, Republican of Michigan, told constituents at a town hall meeting last week that Gaza, quote, should be treated like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick, he says. Right. He said, we shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid for Gaza. It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick. Because this guy had started out by asking him, are we spending money to build a port for them? And he says, it's Joe Biden is the reason we need, you know, he says, I don't think we should get humanitarian aid into Gaza. And then he says, you know, drop a nuke on them, essentially. Yeah, these are the kind of Republicans that, the MAGA base is sending to Congress. It should surprise nobody. It should disgust everybody, but it should surprise nobody. So what's on your what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. I'll be right back with more of, well, with your calls and more of the news of the day.
Connecting from the Mississippi on air, to the Apple online, points and on eastward. Civic Media, yeah. Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLA's radio station.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a fit for you. Call now at 1-800-200-4653 or visit genesisgoldgroup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mike in La Mita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, just wanted to give the good news. I won the Powerball lottery. I'm now a billionaire, at least on paper. And I'm going to have so much money, I'm going to change to the pro-Putin party.
It's got to be an April Fool's joke, right, Mike?
Gee, how did you ever guess that?
Because I just pulled one myself. So...
No, if I'm not announced as a winner, that means there's going to be bloodbath. There'll be mayhem in the streets and all.
Yeah, of course, of course. So you're going full Trump, huh?
Yeah, well, yes. Well, you earn over a certain level, you got to turn Republican. So
it certainly appears that way. There's not a lot of Democratic billionaires. You wonder if does that have to do with the kind of mentality it takes to become a billionaire, or that great wealth actually distorts your value system? I suspect it's the latter, but it may be partly the former. What do you think?
I've tended to think the latter too, but if you've got both factors working, it's going to be pretty strong and hard to overcome.
Sure. Yeah. There's a synergy there. Yep. Well, Mike.
By the way.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just let me add one serious thought, and that is that the only way Hamas will ever be destroyed is when the motivation for people to aid or be part of it is destroyed.
Yeah. If Israel had gone into Gaza and said, we're going to replace Hamas for your security. We're going to be the police now. And we're going to replace Hamas in paying for and running the schools and hospitals. And we're going to flood the zone with police or army or whatever, but not to shoot and kill, but to find these Hamas fighters. We are, we're declaring Hamas persona non grata. It might take 6 months, it might take a year, but we're going to find them. And we're going to put them in prison, and it's going to be the end of Hamas. And in the meanwhile, we're going to make Gaza work. We're going to turn this into a functional, a prototype for a Palestinian state. If they had done that, they would not be encouraging future generations of Hamas. If anything, they'd be discouraging future generations of Hamas. But, Netanyahu calculated that a strategy like that would not keep him out of prison. And so, you got what you got. Mike, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I wanted to talk about that Congressman Tim Walberg's comments about nuking Gaza.
Yeah.
He also additionally called for nuking Russia over Ukraine. And I'm about to say something I know you already know, so try not to get mad at me. I'm just going to take it to the next step, all right?
Okay.
Look, this Fareed Zakaria was talking about how America is so polarized, and he talked about the radicalism on the right and the radicalism on the left. There is no radicalism on the left. Okay, there is none. We've got to get over that.
No, this is what Kristen Welker did this weekend on NBC, where she said, I forget which of Trump's crimes she was documenting, and then she said, this just shows how polarized America is. No, it doesn't. It shows how, wackadoodle the Republican Party has become.
Right. And this is why it's dangerous. Okay, I've got nothing against Fareed Zakaria, okay? I understand why people are doing it, the false equivalence. But it is dangerous, Tom, because the leader of ISIS-K, is 29 years old, okay? You don't think... We all know Europe and America are in their crosshairs as well. Okay, sure. Everyone. There was a Russian politician after he was exiled after Russia invaded Crimea in 2014. Right, so he's living in America. He was commenting. He was asked why was his ham-handed response to the Moscow attack so politically inept? Well, he laid it out. He said Putin is very cynical. And
well, the most recent survey done in Russia, this was published over the weekend, I believe over in the Financial Times, showed that more than half of Russians now believe that Ukraine was responsible for the theater attack, which is the big lie that Putin's been pushing.
Right, and it's not just Putin, it's Bortnikov, the head of the FSB. He said the United States, the UK, and Ukraine specifically backed it. Right. Now, this radicalism and cynicism and all this stuff on the right is what's going to lead us to World War III. Because you understand, I mean, they're, all right, and you know, like I said, this guy, ISIS-K, he's 29 years old. There is a huge generational perception problem that's going along with the right-wing radicalism. And if you're on the left or on the right, and you're thinking, look, you know, I'm just going to give up. I don't know any Muslims. These dictators can all just work it out, and I'll go about my job in peace. It won't work.
Right.
I mean, I'm telling you, Stalin and Hitler were best buddies until they weren't.
Yep.
And then it was, you know, World War II.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is the way these dictators, this is the way that it's like a giant arena.
No,
and we're all just cannon fodder.
I totally get it, Dave. And I agree with your analysis. I'm not sure why you thought I would be upset with you. I think you're absolutely right. And this is... You know, this is a very, very critical time in American and world history. And if we can't have, you know, genuine patriots take back this country from the Republicans who have decided to suck up to Vladimir Putin because Trump owes Putin for his 2016 election, you know, if we can't replace them with Republicans who actually believe in democracy in America, we're in deep, deep trouble. Dave, thank you for the call. Rick in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Well, I got a couple of things. One of the things is, unless I heard it wrong, I believe I heard on the radio and the news that California now has a $20 an hour minimum wage.
For fast food workers, yeah. Although, you know, it's just up from either $16 or $18 an hour, so it's not that really big an increase. And many of the cities in California already have $20 minimum wages that apply to fast food restaurants.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the industry is making a big hysteria about it, and I find it weird how the news media is like, oh, this is going to raise prices. Not necessarily. I mean, labor is a relatively small part of their costs. And you've got, you know, I mean, they interviewed the owner of like 15 or 20 McDonald's this morning. I guarantee you that person is making millions of dollars a year. They may have to make, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year less, but they don't have to raise prices.
Yes. The other quickie I wanted to hit you with is when I mentioned to my family and friends about the things I've learned on your show, they say to me, well, if you don't like the way things are here in America, you can always move to Canada, you can always move to Spain. Or Paris. Now, the irony behind that comment is that this person used to go skiing. They belong to a skiing club, this one particular person, and it's $300 a day. So now they fly to Italy, for example, to go skiing, or Paris, where it's $30 a day.
Yeah, maybe. Well, instead of, you know, moving to those countries, why don't we just import their better ideas and start using them? I mean, it's a simple way to do it. Rick, thank you. That was brilliant. Thank you. EW in Costa Mesa, California. Hey, EW, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Sort of. Yeah, it's a little distorted, but
okay.
What's up?
Is that better?
Yeah. So what's on your mind today?
Okay. My apologies, Tom. I tried to raise you on a Friday, but you guys had atmospheric problems. At any rate, I just want to ask you if you read the marches on New Republic.
I get the New Republic, but I'm not sure what piece you're talking about.
They had how the Democrats should run the 2024 elections, and then they had like seven different editorials, including Stuart Stevenson.
Yeah, I have not read that article or that issue or those articles. So you want to summarize, EW, or just share with us what you think was most important?
Basically, they gave about eight different plans on how the Democrats need to run the 2024 election playbook. And it outlines some of the themes that Biden should run on. And then I haven't heard very many of them at all. seems like the Democrats have no plan, you know, or theme to run on, other than abortion, you know, a right to choose.
Well, the Democrats have a whole bunch of things to run on. I mean, you know, President Biden's infrastructure legislation has created millions of jobs. He's created more jobs in three and a half years than every Republican president since Richard Nixon combined. Take all the jobs that were created by Richard Nixon, all the jobs that were created by Ronald Reagan, all the jobs that were created by George W. Bush, all the jobs that were created by Donald Trump. Combine them, and Joe Biden has created more jobs. I mean, why not run on that?
Along with the other things that he has done.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some major accomplishments, EW. EW, thanks for the call. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I just want to give the listeners a referral to a video by Brian Tyler Cohen, which is called Prosecutor Calls for Trump's Pretrial Imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a longstanding prosecutor with Glenn Kirshner, with decades of lawyer work, who has himself called for pretrial imprisonment in many cases where people have shown to be public potential dangers. And there is a law, there is, a knowledge among all practicing law people that this is something that needs to be done.
Oh, Susha, I guarantee you, if you or I had been arrested and Trump was arrested and gotten out on bail and were charged with a major crime and we started criticizing the judge and his daughter, we would be back in jail.
Yes.
Lickety split.
Someone needs to get to muster the cojones, you know, to face the fear that's involved in doing this very necessary.
Well, it's possible that'll happen today. I mean, you know, you've got Jack Smith asking, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, asking Judge Mershon to clarify whether family members of the court, essentially, of people in the court, are included in his gag order. And if he says that they are and Trump continues doing this, I think that there's a chance that he's going to order Trump put in jail. I realize Trump wants that. And
there are so many high-profile law people, like the judges and the prosecutors involved in his cases are already in the crosshairs.
Yep.
It's not going to be that much more of a deal, I don't think.
I agree. I agree. They think they need to lock him up. Susha, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Significant progress at the site of the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapse. A temporary waterway is opened up so smaller ships and boats can get in and out. At the scene, ABC's Terry Moran.
Officials here made clear today that that work out there is going to be harder, more dangerous, and take longer than even they originally thought. Months, probably, before the Port of Baltimore is fully open, maybe longer. On Friday, President Biden comes here to see it for himself.
A New York judge has expanded the gag order on Donald Trump in his election interference hush money criminal trial, saying Mr. Trump cannot publicly talk about potential witnesses or the families of the judge or district attorney. Mr. Trump has put up the $175 million bond required for appealing his New York financial fraud case. A Los Angeles-based insurance company is covering it. A federal judge in California has denied all of Hunter Biden's motions to dismiss his 9-count tax indictment. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Mohammed of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Milwaukee Brewers' home opener is Tuesday, which figures because there'll be 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. That total might be lower depending on how much rain's mixed with the snow. The American Family Field parking lot opens just after noon for tailgating. Gates to the ballpark open after 1, and the first pitch is at 3:10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little rain and snow in the overnight. Cloudy skies and lower 30s. On Tuesday, we'll have rain and snow changing to all rain. Any kind of snow accumulation will be well under an inch. Mostly cloudy and highs in the middle 40s. Right now, it's 37.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Boy, I'm glad you came along way back in the Air America days and Big Ed. Well, I miss Big Ed.
Yeah.
Boy, he'd be telling me. But, you know, the big thing is people, you know, people do not critically think anything. I mean, you know, we got a flim-flam, man, and boy, they love this flim-flam, man. All the greedy people, you know, I mean, hey, and money buys things and influence. And people, if they critically think, these Trumpers critically think, you know, what is being fed to you by whoever you're listening to. And you got to wise up and connect the dots because, yeah. I mean, if this guy gets in, I mean, because the third plan is about using your greed, your things against you.
Yeah.
And if he gets in, you got to think about your kids and grandkids down the road that, hey, you know, you look at other fascists when they turn fascists, it's the kids in that could be hauled away in the night. And you don't realize what you're bringing down in the future. Yeah. You're not critically thinking this.
Yeah, and we need to be teaching critical thinking skills. We need to do like Finland has done and have media literacy and critical thinking skill classes in our elementary schools. I think that's a really important thing. Rick, thank you for the call. So well said. Joe in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon there, Tom. Hey, I just want to clarify because I'm a little confused on this Missouri Attorney General.
Right.
Suing Media Matter for denying Nazis First Amendment rights?
Well, for criticizing, they're arguing that Media Matters has defamed Elon Musk by pointing out the Nazis that he has replatformed on Twitter or on X.
I see defamed because I was saying, doesn't Media Matter have a right to a First Amendment too?
Well, this is what I believe his first name is Anthony or Antonio Caruso, the guy who's the head of Media Matters. This is what he's saying is, you know, we're just the canary in the coal mine here, guys. The rest of the media needs to be paying attention. This is how Viktor Orban destroyed the media in Hungary. He changed the laws in Hungary, so the defamation laws and the slander and libel laws, so that, you know, you could sue a newspaper, a radio station, or a television station. And then his right-wingers sued them left and right and bankrupted them. And then Orban's oligarch buddies, right-wing oligarch buddies, bought these media companies out of bankruptcy. Or just created new companies to replace them when they went out of business altogether, like Gawker did, for example. So, yeah, this is a strategy that has already been used by one right-wing American billionaire, you know, to take down Gawker. Yeah. So... Yeah.
But First Amendment rights don't apply for both sides, then, just for the lawsuit's sake.
Not in the minds of Republicans, yeah. Democrats, progressives do not have the right to speak in the public square, according to them.
No, according to them. Tom, you have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. Yeah, I think this is actually a very serious matter. This is not a small thing. That two, Ken Paxton down in Texas and what was his name, Allen, I think, the attorney general in Missouri, have sued a media watchdog company for calling out Elon Musk and X. By the way, Musk tried suing Media Matters, and a judge in California not only slapped down the lawsuit, but said it was one of the most ridiculous things he'd ever seen, or words to that effect. So... You know, stay tuned. But this is a very dangerous time, frankly, to be in the business that I'm in the media business. And, I'll leave it at that. On the other side of this break, Sheriff Richard Mack, of the Constitutional Sheriffs, the kind of right wing of the right wing, is going to drop by and tell us about his worldview. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till...
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually